Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is pleasant and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm day while Jerusalem sees cooler temperatures. Haifa is basking in sunshine, making it a great day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S. reportedly has no problem with Netanyahu's rejection of Gaza plan. At least 7 killed, dozens wounded in a Houthi missile and drone attack on Yemen's Mocha. This comes from a report by I-24 News. Also, Israel is navigating between American pressure and the threat from Iran, according to Mariv earlier this hour. The report highlights complexities on the fronts of Lebanon and Gaza. Also this hour, Netanyahu is open to considering Trump's Gaza plan, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. The U.S. demands that Hamas begin disarmament as part of these talks. Separately, a Ynet report from earlier today reveals that Hamas remains active and is entrenching itself. Netanyahu has rejected a 15-point plan for Gaza as IDF forces hold positions. And finally, Iran has appointed a new security chief wanted by Interpol, according to the Times of Israel. Mohsen Rezai, linked to the deadly Amiya bombing, now leads Iran's Supreme National Security. Here's what people are saying online. Ahmed Al-Khalidi, a prominent commentator, shared just minutes ago that today marks day 1034 since Hamas's attack on Israeli civilians on October 7th. I-24 News English posted earlier today about the Houthi missile and drone attack on Yemen's port city of Mocha. The attack resulted in at least 7 deaths and over 30 injuries. David Keyes, a known activist, posted earlier expressing the urgent need to completely remove Hamas from Gaza. He emphasized the necessity of disarmament and leadership elimination for total victory. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. and Israel. I-24 News reports that the U.S. government appears to have no objection to Netanyahu's refusal of a proposed Gaza plan. This stance by the U.S. might lead to increased tensions in the region, as diplomatic solutions seem elusive. Turning to the situation between Israel and Iran, Mariv outlines the pressure Israel faces from both American allies and the threat from Iran. As Israel maintains its red lines in Lebanon and Gaza, the regional stability remains fragile, and any misstep could escalate into broader conflict. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post discusses Netanyahu's willingness to consider Trump's Gaza plan. This plan involves mediators urging Hamas to begin disarmament. The move is part of broader peace efforts, though its success depends on Hamas's compliance, which remains uncertain. Let's discuss the ongoing threat from Hamas. According to Ynet, despite policy outlines from the Board of Peace, Hamas continues to entrench itself. Netanyahu's rejection of the 15-point plan highlights the ongoing military tension as IDF forces hold strategic positions along the yellow line. Finally, from the Times of Israel, Iran's appointment of Mohsen Rezai as security chief raises international concerns. Rezai's past involvement in the 1994 AMIA bombing in Argentina complicates diplomatic relations further, especially with countries seeking accountability for past actions. Turning to business and markets. First, Katech reports on Israel's elite security research teams. These digital fighters, often former military cyber specialists, are at the forefront of finding vulnerabilities before criminals can exploit them. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a significant event at a mall in Rishon LeZion. A line of 1,500 people awaited the opening of a new Xiaomi branch drawn by special launch deals. And finally, Globes reports that Germany has delivered Israel's largest ever submarine, the IMS Drakon. This marks a new chapter in Israel's maritime capabilities, boosting its strategic defense infrastructure. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.